Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all wish she's on radio. Hold up. Tonight, I have to pause for a minute. You know, KC, never get quiet. But tonight, we're going to have an awesome show. The show will be incredible. The minute, we got it. So I'm not going to give it to you right now. So y'all have a sign over there. Down from the desk. But look, before we get into it, we're going to go ahead and introduce the co-host for tonight. So go ahead and tell everybody what it is, man.
Y'all already know who this is. It's Teddy P calling out of that good old 757 VA stand up. What's going on with you?
All right. How are you, Teddy?
I'm good. How you doing, bro? Hello? Oh, man. You there? We're having technical difficulties, y'all. Please bear with us.
Hello?
I'm so sorry, lady. Technical difficulties on my end. Sprint. If you got Sprint, you already know what I'm going through. Uh-huh.
Let them know, bro.
We had this big storm down here, and they keep coming back to back. The Sprint just keep getting hit. The tower keep getting hit by the lightning. So bear with us for at least a week. But I'm going to introduce the guest for the night, Jimmy Montana. How you doing?
Man, I'm G, man. I'm G because I'm here with y'all, man.
No, it's an honor to be with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Teddy, you have any questions you want to ask Jimmy?
So where you born and raised?
Oh, I'm all the way from 216. You smell me, Cleveland, Ohio. Born and raised. You know what I mean? 216, Cleveland, Ohio. Please stand up. Me in the building.
All right. Word. My next question is for you. What inspires you to do music? What gets you out there? What gets you going?
You said what inspired me to do it? What inspired me was, at first I started with poetry, you know what I'm saying? Like around the age of 12, 13, I was writing poetry, and I remember it was this one Michael Jackson song that I did like a little remix to, and I ended up doing that, and I put it out, and like the girls were like in love with it. So once I saw the reaction of girls, I was like, shit, you smell me? But then the first was starting off with, you know, trying to get the attention of girls, and you know what I'm saying, just playing around with that. But then as I got older, it was more of a something like a dream that I wanted to achieve, you know what I'm saying? But the everyday struggle keeps me going, you know what I'm saying? The everyday struggle, man. I come from the gutter, you know what I'm saying? So just to be around that consistently, you know what I'm saying? Seeing people struggle, knowing people struggle, that shit is what keeps me pushing, yo.
Okay, that's what it is. So you consider yourself like a storyteller, right?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
Gotcha. So what are your musical influences? Like, what kind of, like, old school rappers, new school rappers, who musically inspires you?
Old school, I'm going to have to say Big Daddy Kane, old school UGK, old school the new school, I'm gonna have to say like Eminem, Nas. Eminem is my favorite rapper. You know what I mean? Because he's like he's a lyricist. He's the definition of a lyricist. You know what I'm saying? So him, you know what I mean? T.I., Hov, Nas. You know what I'm saying? Anybody that's speaking, that's telling a story. Anybody that's telling a story, Outkast, all them cats. You know what I mean?
Bro, you got any questions for Jimmy?
You took mine, man.
I love you.
I love you, too. So, Jimmy, tell everybody, who are you outside of Jimmy Montana? We want to know the real you.
Outside of Jimmy Montana? I mean, my character is not really much different than who I really am. You know what I'm saying? That's what I call Jimmy. I call Jimmy a character. You know what I'm saying? But it's not really how... too much outside of who I really am. I'm still a cool nigga, you know what I'm saying? I'm like a big kid, you know what I'm saying? I like doing kid shit because I never really had a childhood, so I like really doing like kid shit. I'm a fun type of person. I love joking. A lot of people don't get my jokes because I have like a dark sense of humor, but I love joking around, you know what I'm saying? I love laughing. I love having fun. Okay? You can always touch me. Trying to prank somebody, you can always catch me, you know what I'm saying, like, trying to rag on somebody, you know what I mean, just for laughs, just for laughs.
That's what I'm talking about, laughing is the best medicine.
Yeah, man, it's therapeutic, man, it's therapeutic for the soul, man.
It is, man. Sometimes I laugh at the trees moving to the left, you know. I laugh at you,
man.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to, man.
Yeah. What you supposed to do. So I'm mad at that. Because there's a lot of entertainers out here right now that don't even know how to laugh or smirk or crack a smile or nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey.
Yeah, they gotta be hard. You know what I'm saying? I don't like no type of rappers where you feel like, oh, you know what I'm saying? They feel like I'm a genius. So, you know what I mean? I can't crack a smile. I can't do that because that's going to take away from my genius. You know what I'm saying? And I don't understand that, man. You a G, yo. Whether you motherfucking laughing or the crying, man.
I hear that. I'm glad you said that, man. Because a lot of AGs feel like, you know, it's hard to cry. You know, it's hard for them to cry. They don't want everybody to see them. Or, you know, they feel like it's going to be the punk move to do, but you know, hey, AG's cry too.
Oh, you know? Yeah. Hey, men cry. Yeah, I mean, don't get it twisted. Men cry too.
No, that's right. Hey.
You know what I mean? You're not comfortable with yourself if you can't cry.
Right. That's true. That is true. So, let me see. If you had to describe your music in 3 or 4 words, what would you call it?
I would call it G-ness. I gotta throw that G shit in there. I call it like G shit. You know what I'm saying? It's real shit. It's truthful. You know what I'm saying? It's knowledgeable. You can listen to my music, and even if you haven't been through what I've been through, you can still learn from my situation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just enlightening. I put it like that, yo.
Yeah, so, I like the ass. What about you,
Fed?
I like that
ass. Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
you got it.
I'm talking about. I think all of your fans want to know where did the name Jimmy Montana come from?
I was like 15. It was a street hustler in my hood. He actually dubbed me Jimmy Montana he called me Jimmy because of my swag. You know what I'm saying? I used to swag out like Jim Jones, whatever. And Montana came from Tony Montana. You know what I'm saying? The whole I don't give a fuck, I don't trust anybody attitude. So he just started calling me that. And yeah, I mean, I just ran with it. It's like, fuck it. And the girls, you know, it's always the girls involved. The girls was like, I like that. I was like, fuck it. agendas. You know what I'm saying? A lot of cats just want to be down because they see y'all making moves. Yeah, I mean, they don't want to be down because it's genuine. They just want to be down because they see y'all making moves. They want to be a part of that. Maybe they're going to make it. Maybe they're going to do this. I want to be a part. You know what I'm saying? I don't want them type of cats. I want the type of cats that's just genuine. You know what I'm saying? They just down to be down. You know what I mean? Even if I don't make it, them niggas still going to be here. You smell me? So.
You know you got my support all day. Yes.
Hey, man, I appreciate that. And appreciate that shit, though. You know what I mean? Anybody in my community that support me, like, y'all don't understand what that shit means to me. You know what I mean? That shit means a lot. Just to be on the radio with y'all doing this interview, like, this shit means a lot to me, which is why I ain't want to be late. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, yo, man, y'all niggas got to give me your whole son.
Man, we appreciate too. You hear that? We appreciate you. We gonna work towards getting you down here to Richmond, baby. You done been down 777, but we need to get you to Richmond. We need to get you up here to the Capitol.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
We need to work on that. You gonna work
on
that? Yeah. You gonna be hearing something from me, cause we need to get you on next year's She Class, baby. So, yes, I like
oh,
that.
Oh, y'all are with me.
That energy is like, woof.
Good word, man.
I know.
Yes, man. I like working with people that got good energy, man. You know what I'm saying? I like that. So definitely, I want to work with you. I love your energy. I do.
No doubt, man. I appreciate that, yo. It's all about having good energy, man. I wish more people understood that.
And life too short, man. Life too short to be
right.
All, you know. Cock mouth and all that, man. Life's too short for all that.
Yeah.
It is, man. So I'm not going to keep the fans waiting. We're going to go to the lines right quick. Hey, code 254-624. Talk to Jim.
Dang, I didn't know I called that early that I was going to be first. Damn. I don't even have no questions no more. Y'all asked them all.
You can find some, baby girl. You can say something.
Huh?
Ask her what kind of hat she got on. You know she got a fitted cap on. Ask what kind of fitted cap you got on, Jessica.
Okay, right. What kind of fitted do you have on?
Oh, I have on a snapback, red and gold snapback. It got two letters on it, down and dirty.
Ooh,
what's
up? What's up? I do. Smell nice.
Every time
you come to Houston, I never get to meet you. Like, I'm always in the same spot where you at, but, like, I don't know. Like, one time you walked, like, right past me, and I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, my God. I was going to say, maybe it's because I'm so little.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I just be like, I be in the corner and shit. Yo, I be so, like, nervous.
And then Splash, I was going to speak to you, but, like, oh, I was so mad that night. It was too much going on. I couldn't concentrate, so I was like, fuck it.
Well, hopefully, I should be back down there in Houston in September, so hopefully we can link up there and cross paths and shit, yo.
All right, this time talk to you. I'm like, hey.
Well, I'm also, I don't care how bad your night is, man. Say something, yo. Please.
Do what?
I said, I don't care how bad your night going. Just say something to me, please.
Oh, okay. I will next time.
All right.
But, yeah, well. Because the question I was going to ask is about your name, so I can't ask it, but, yeah. I haven't wanted to ask that question forever. And
they
came
right up to me.
I was like, fuck. I'm sorry. It's okay, Teddy. I still love you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, well, y'all have a good rest of the show. If I think of a question, I'll press one again.
Thank you for calling in, yo. I appreciate that, Tier.
You're welcome.
All right.
What?
Oh, she's still talking. Hello?
I said,
brother.
Hello, you still talking?
No, I thought she said something.
Oh. She said something?
No, I said bye, sweetheart.
Oh, okay. Bye.
<Aww. laughs> All right, thanks for calling in.
All right, y'all. Bye.
Bye.
All right, let's go to area code 302-279. Talk to Jim.
Hey, KC, it's Toya.
Hey, girl.
Hey, Toya.
Hey, honey. Hey, teddy bear.
Hey, Toya.
Hey, teddy bear, why you always got to be stuck when I speak to you, Papa? You don't got to be stuck like that, okay?
I know.
Hey, Jimmy, how are you?
I'm good, baby. How you doing?
I'm nervous right now. Because of you, but because of my show tomorrow too. So my nerves are a little out of whack. I've been going through both of them the past few days.
Well, I hope that you should hit this down, yo. You know what I mean? You'd be chill.
You know what? Everybody's saying that, but my show is cool. I know my show's gonna be popping because I'm a real bitch and I don't bite my tongue for nobody. So I'm not worried about that part. I opened up about some stuff that I've been through in my life, and I put it out there. And I know once it hits the internet, it's out there, and people are judgmental. So I know some people are going to judge it, and then some people are going, I think more people are going to respect it, but you want to have your people out there that's going to judge it. And I don't like to be judged. Like, if you don't know me, don't judge me. But it's all good. The show's going to go good. Casey and Teddy, I just got to pray for me because I'm going to be at work tomorrow, like, really scared to death and nervous as hell and just waiting for everybody just to view it tomorrow. It's going to be crazy. But my question to you, Jimmy, I follow you on Twitter, HumbleSoul26. I do follow you. You follow back. Thank you. I appreciate it. But you know, you seem like you humble and you seem like you real as hell. Are you going to stay that way when you reach, you know, the next level? Because one thing, like, about me, I don't support certain artists or certain up-and-coming artists because they seem too cocky and too full of themselves. And at the end of the day, it's like, wait a minute, if it wasn't for your fans promoting your YouTube and promoting your music and promoting you as a person, you wouldn't fucking be where you're at. So my question to you is, are you going to stay as real as you say you are, and are you going to stay as humble as you say you are?
Shit, I don't know how to do nothing else, yo. I've been this way all my life, yo. I don't think any amount of money will change me. I get money now. So, I'm just a cool nigga, man. I'm going to always be a cool nigga. I think my mama will whip my ass if I wasn't humble. She would have a problem with that. So I just always hear my mom's voice in my head, like, you know, get your shit together. This shit could be taken away from you in an instant. So, nah, I'm never going to change. So.
Well, that's good to hear because, I mean, that's what I tell my co-host all the time. Like, once we reach where we're trying to reach, just stay humble because we're not going to forget the first and the second and the third supporters that, you know, took the time out their day to watch our video. Like, we appreciate stuff like that. And they know how serious this show is for me. They know I thought about it. I talked about it with my wife before she passed away. And, you know, I have her watching over me. I have my mother watching over me. So I'm always going to stay humble. So I appreciate another person staying humble. And that's why I told them, like, I got to interview her. I want to interview Jimmy because she seems like she don't bite her tongue, and I don't either. And I think it'll be good for both of us. Like, I actually want to sit down and have, like, a one-on-one conversation with you while the camera is there. And, I mean, everybody knows me. Everybody knows I don't bite my tongue about shit. I don't care. I'm me, and this is how I'm always going to be. But I really look forward to interviewing you. I mean, you know, not right now because I have to see if I can afford your ass. But, you know, I look forward in the future to interviewing you.
No doubt, yo. I can't wait for that. Sounds interesting.
No, I can't wait either. I mean, I'm not a nervous person. I'm not a scared person. Like, I'm going to sit down and really ask questions that's deep and that's serious, and how you feel about this and how you feel about that. And I mean, my number one question is going to be how you feel about the groupies, because I'm sorry for the caller that's calling you tonight, but I'm God, all that, it's just like, honey, you know, Kim, don't laugh, but you know, I can't take these girls that just think, oh my God, and just falling on the floor. Sweetheart, she's not even in front of you. She's on the phone. It's not that serious. Like, come on. I'm not going to do it tonight. I'm sorry, y'all. Thank you, Jimmy, for talking to me. I do appreciate it. Casey and Teddy, please make sure y'all watch the show tomorrow. I'm not going to watch it until Wednesday because I'm just too nervous to watch it right now. My nerves are not good right now, but please make sure y'all watch it. And, Jimmy, I really hope you watch it, and, you know, I appreciate everybody watching it and everybody telling me what they think about it. But, all right. But, Casey, I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Talk to you later, Teddy Bear.
What'd you say?
I said, I'm going to talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
She's like, you want, hold on. My co-host wants to just say hello to Jimmy. Is that okay?
That's okay.
Do I have two questions, too? I want to know. Oh, I'm fine. I'm blessed, baby. Okay, so let me tell you. So yesterday, first of all, I kept hearing about your name, but never knew who you were. Until my co-host schooled me on who you are. And let me tell you something. That song, Victory, that's my shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shit.
You did. You said victory and shit in the same sentence, honey.
Ooh, my bad.
Ooh. Get the belt.
I really like that song. I just sorry. I didn't mean to say that.
That's one of my favorites.
And also, another thing, this is not even a question, but when I first seen that video, I'm not even lying to you. I thought you was a guy. Because I was like, who is that? And then when I started watching him, I was like, and your little friends that's in the video, the light one, I swear to you not, that was a man. I was like, ooh, look at him. But then I was just like, oh, she's a female. But let me tell you something. Y'all fly, because if y'all got a gay guy looking at y'all a few times, like, wait. Y'all know y'all doing something right. So I know these regular girls out here are going crazy. So.
Thank you. That shit means a lot, though, and you're right. You know what I mean? So I really fucking appreciate that, because gay guys are fucking tough critics. So fucking thank you.
You're welcome. I love this call. Okay, should I be nice to like these other people?
Yes, we should. All right. Fans are waiting. We don't want to get cussed out. But thank you for taking our call, guys. Y'all all have a good night.
You too.
All right.
You too.
Hi.
All right, you call 919-989, talk to Jimmy.
Hey, Casey.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Teddy.
What's going on with you?
Not shit. I think I have consumed the proper amount of weed to get through this.
Right.
I think I have. I've been rolling since 9.
Oh,
okay.
Right now.
I'm getting ready to do it. Hold on. Okay. Jimmy Montana. I love your music.
Yeah. Oh,
I love
you.
Your music. I love it. I roll and smoke it. I eat and drink it. I love it. You don't even know. You don't even know. Please understand.
Oh, my God. Thank
I
you
say
so
I roll and smoke it because it hit my chest like a good blunt. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh
when the smoke is perfect, that's how your music is. It hit my chest
I
like
love you.
Wait.
Oh, my God. Thank you so fucking much.
You know,
much.
I have to
no.
ask. Wait, my heart is in the side of my throat. Can you hear it? Because I can. Hold on, wait. Let it calm down.
Oh, my What's your name?
Pimp Class. And I fucking love your music. And I love the way you ride the beats. And I love the way your eyes turn extra dark brown right when you get ready to spit. And I love the way you smile into the camera when you know you spit some hot shit. You just be smiling to yourself like, oh, my God, that was so fucking hot. Shorty, I'm so fucking hot. That's how you feel. I'm like, yeah, you are so fucking hot, as a matter of fact, because you be like, shit, I'm the shit.
Oh, my God.
I know you're the shit to you, so I have to ask you this question. How does it feel to be a fucking winner? When you wake up in the morning and you look in the fucking mirror and you see Jimmy Montana, fucking J-I-double-M-double-I, okay? When you see Jimmy Montana, do you just be like, yes, I'm Jimmy fucking Montana.
Oh, my God. Sometimes I do. I'm going to answer this honestly. Sometimes I do. But then majority of the time, it's just like, I haven't really paid attention to it. You know what I'm saying? I haven't really soaked it in like how everybody else around me is soaking it in. It hasn't really hit me yet, except for like maybe when I do shows, you know what I'm saying? And after I finish, people are like applauding. You know what I mean? They're not just standing there or, you know what I'm saying? People are walking off. So at those moments, I feel like, wow, like, you know what I mean? Damn, like y'all are really listening. And y'all
really,
actually fucking like.
You convey your message so well. You convey your message so fucking well. Like when you did Perfect for Each Other, I was like, I would love to meet that bitch that she is rapping about because she is the bomb. I just want to meet her because that rhyme was the shit. Okay. I was like, I need to meet the bitch behind
you.
The rhyme because you conveyed the message very well. I was like, Perfect for Each Other. I got it. Because you're a fucking winner. You're a fucking winner, Montana.
I fucking love you, yo.
Just say it.
Yeah.
I'm a winner. I can hear it.
I'm a fucking winner. I fucking love you.
You're a fucking winner. That's all I got to say.
You're a
fucking winner. That's it. I can't say shit else. Ain't shit else to say.
Damn, yo, that means the night, yo. I appreciate
yes.
you, yo.
I appreciate you.
Yeah.
I really do keep doing what you're doing, putting yourself out there, because you are a joy to watch.
Damn, man. Thank you, man. I'm going to remember this forever.
Oh, shit.
I'm gonna let
oh,
you
shit. Okay, I died. I just died. That's it.
And what the hell is
taking you off?
Damn. Yo, are you following me on Twitter?
Yes, and you follow back. I appreciate that.
No doubt. Yeah. Please tweet me and let me know who you are so I could, you know, acknowledge that, please.
Okay, damn, you fucking winner. That's you. That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say, hey, you fucking winner. It's me. And you're the shit.
Thank you.
All right, KC,
damn,
you know you a fucking winner, KC, just for this shit. How do you do it night after night, like day after day? You just keep popping up with the desired motherfuckers. Like, do they live in your basement? What the hell?
Man, I work for you. Yeah. I work for you. When you
I mean,
you tell
hell
me,
or
hey.
High water.
Yeah,
I'm
when you falling. Tell me, when people come to me and say they want Jim Montana, guess what I'm going to? I'm going to hit up Jim Montana. As is me. I work
to a fucking winner. Teddy's a fucking winner. Casey's a fucking winner. Jimmy Montana's a fucking winner. Hello, world. Do you hear me?
Everybody's a winner, y'all.
Yes, the winners. We're all winners.
You're a fucking winner.
Yes, the number
you're
one
a fucking
winner, right?
Yes, Eric, you're a fucking winner.
High five.
Fucking
winner. All the winners.
All winners.
All winners get high fives.
Yeah, Twitter fives for everybody.
Twitter
watch. I'm going
to
go see that shit. I'm going to go Twitter five every fucking body.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. High fives and group hugs.
All right, group
us
now. Come on.
Yeah.
All right, that's what I talk about. Especially with fucking winners. Get the winner juice circulating in the fucking group hug. That's what I talk about. I know Toya's going off. I told these bitches not to go off like this. I'm sorry, Toya. I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself. It's fucking Jimmy Montana. What the fuck? Hell yeah. Jimmy Montana, I don't give a fuck. I can see if it wasn't Jimmy Montana. Like, I'll be like, okay, I'll calm down. But it's Jimmy fucking Montana. Like, oh my God. So embarrassed, but I don't give a fuck. Like, I love you. You hit my chest. You fucking hit my chest.
Damn, you. Man, don't tweet me, man.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go tweet you because you're a fucking winner. That's why I'm going to go tweet you, because I'm a fucking winner. For telling you that you're a fucking winner. Everybody's a winner. I'm sorry, Tori. The next guest, I promise to be dignified. Not tonight.
Not tonight.
Nope, not tonight. Jimmy fucking
going down tonight.
Mm, okay. You gotta take me off.
Yo, no, yo.
All right, Tim Flash, you know the drill. Don't go nowhere, because you know we're going to get crazy, because like, I'm going nowhere. All right. Okay? All
right.
All right. All right, we're going to hit that at 616-246. Talk to Jim. 216-246. Hello, Merry Christmas.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
I love you, baby.
I know that's right.
I know that is.
Hello? All right. We come for 4-7-3-2 No scared, Jimmy. We gonna let them pass this time. Four 4-7-3-2 Talk to Jimmy. Okay, yo, wow, they hung up. Okay. There you go.
Uh-oh, they scared.
I know, man.
I'm getting the bell. Lady,
man, you got them scared, man.
It's all right, mate.
So we will check out our area code 347-235. Talk to Jimmy.
Hey, Casey and Teddy, this is Brownie.
Hey, Brownie.
Hello, Brownie.
How you doing? Oh, Jimmy, how you doing, sweetheart?
I'm good. How you doing, baby?
I'm lost for words. I'm wonderful. I follow you on Twitter. I even got you on Instagram. I want to let you know that your work is wonderful. Wonderful.
Oh.
I love it. My cousin told me about you, and she was like, ooh, she's fine, she's this, she that. And I'm looking at her like, who in the hell? But when she showed me, my mouth hit the floor, and I was like, I'll come to your concert, sweetie. I don't care where you at. I don't mind traveling. I will travel.
Man, yo. Thank you so much, Brownie.
You're more than welcome. And I will be tweeting you and let you know that this is Brownie. And you keep doing what you're doing. I did want to ask you a question. How did you get started?
Honestly, I went to Georgia and I was bored one day, so I just, like, fucking uploaded a video to YouTube, and then I got on Twitter, and I had, like, maybe, like, 150 followers, so I just tweeted my video to every follower that I had. Then I put in, like, Team Lesbian and tweeted it to everybody that was tweeting Team Lesbian, and then fucking, like, a year later, next thing I know, like, that shit just went crazy, you know.
But
I stayed promoting myself.
And that's a good thing. You doing your thing. I love it. Before y'all clicked in, I'm surprised I heard y'all because I was over here saying your name and dancing to myself until y'all said hello and I got stuck. But, you know, Casey, don't do that to me. Me and Casey, I'm going to see you at She Pride. Me and you going to fight Casey.
No, we not. No, we not.
No, Brownie, y'all can't do that now. Y'all can't do that now. No.
Can't fight Casey. Come on now.
I'm going to get the belt now.
I'm going to be nice because, you know, Jimmy's on here. I was about to say something smart. But I'm going to be nice tonight.
You're going to be good tonight.
I'm going to be good tonight. I'm about to give me a little sip because I have to celebrate. Jimmy, I love you. I love your work. Keep your head up. Do your thing. Trust and believe when you come to Congress, I will be there. I'm trying to get VIP. I'm trying to get everything. I want backstage, test, everything. I want a hug, everything. All right. I know it's other fans of yours, other listeners, so I'm going to give them a chance to speak to you. Y'all all have a good night, and I'm still tuned in. I'm sorry, Jim. My daughter told me to tell you hello because she loves your music, and she's about to hit me with something because I didn't say it. So I had to say it now.
Hi.
I love that, yo.
So y'all have a good time. I'm still listening. And do you do your thing. Teddy, Casey, love y'all. Got a bad.
Love you too. Don't go nowhere. We'll come right back to you, all right?
All right.
We're gonna go to one more caller before we play your song tonight. But I'll just go to a code 386-697, talk to Jimmy. Y'all ladies, stop being scared to talk to her. Y'all press that one now. Y'all baby Jimmy belt. You know I beat the kids, man.
I got the belt, bro. You know I got you.
I beat the kids, Chad. Don't make me get it, all right? No, so here we go. A code 386-697, talk to Jimmy.
Oh, my goodness. Finally. Hi, Jimmy. I called, like, four times. The service in Florida is horrible. It dropped me four times. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. I was going to ask a question, but, I mean, you ladies just killed all my questions. So I figured why not ask, you know, a smoker question. What's your favorite kind of roll-up, Jimmy?
My favorite kind of roll-up?
Yeah, like Cigarello, Backwoods,
Bushes,
things that you do.
Oh, shit. See? I like you. My favorite kind is White Grape White House.
Word?
Those are my
favorite.
I love those.
Oh. Have you ever tried the Dutch Master one? That's what you should try. You follow me on Twitter. My Twitter name is The Pretty Roller.
I remember you, though.
Yes, that's me. Whenever you come to Florida, I'm in Tallahassee, but whenever you come to Florida, I'm going to be there, and you're going to have a wonderful experience if you ever come to Tallahassee. That's the capital of Florida.
No,
you might as well just come.
No doubt. I will be there, Danielle. For real.
Yes. I'm going to harass one of the people at the club. The Roxy is the name of the, like, major gay club here. I'm going to harass him and make him, like, book you one day. I'm going to save all my little checks.
Man, that would be fucking awesome, yo. You was a G. I appreciate that.
That's my goal for next year, to get you to Tallahassee. My graduation present.
That's going to be both our goals then. Let's see who do it first.
Yay!
High five on that one.
Yes, high five on the phone and Twitter. Last but not least, I'm the best. We're the best.
No doubt. We're the fucking
best.
Thank
you so much for picking my call to be last, even though I called like four times. I love it.
All right. Thanks for calling in. And right now, we're going to go on to, ladies, I know y'all been waiting for this. We're going to go ahead and check out some of Jimmy Montana's music. So if you aren't a fan, you will be a fan right now because it's hot, man. Y'all better listen to it. Here we go.
For this year, so I'm gonna shoot that and when I upload that, I'm going to be promoting that, so I'm going to need every last one of y'all votes. If you're listening to this, please. You know what I mean? It's time to come together. If you don't come together for anything else, please come together for this. You smell me? So be looking out for that, man. Y'all already know I'm going to push that. But after that, I got a web series coming. You know what I'm saying? I'll be starting my first web series. It's called The L Conquest, based out of Cleveland, Ohio. Shout out to my man Chaz, a.k.a. Destiny Fulfilled on Twitter. You know what I mean? She will be directing it, producing it. It's hers. You know what I mean? So shout out to her for thinking about me and wanting me to be a part of that, yo. I'll also be shooting a video for my track with my little brother. His name is Hero. It's actually his track. I'm just featured on it. You know what I mean? So we'll be shooting a video for that real soon, like this weekend soon. You know what I mean? I have another radio interview coming up this Wednesday, so be looking out for that. You know what I mean? I'll get y'all the details on that. Just follow me on Twitter at JIMMMontana. You can catch me on YouTube, JIMMMontana1. You smell me? Yeah, man. I got a lot coming up, man. Y'all just be on the lookout for that, man. I'm still dropping that mixtape. I know it's a lot of people like that with a mixtape. I got, like, these three people like, this nigga ain't never gonna drop a mixtape, man. But I just don't, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm a very particular person. I'm very, like, I'm a perfectionist, so I just want to make sure, you know, everything's right. You know what I mean? Y'all got to understand, like, we're artists, but we also have lives. You know what I mean? Shit happens to us, too. So you gotta be able to understand that. But I'm not gonna forget about the people that support me and the people that believe in me. So got a lot coming, man. This is only the beginning. You smell me?
Man, why you keep me informed? You keep me and Teddy informed, man. Cause we gonna promote the hell out your ass. You hear me?
Follow me on Twitter, man. I got you,
man.
Oh, look out, man.
I mean, if we tweet that, we pretty much definitely want to make sure you get to that BET, man. That would be an honor, too. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah,
that'd
man.
That would be an honor. I think you deserve it, man. You deserve to go out there. You deserve to be the spokesperson for our community. I think that, yeah. Yeah, man.
Nah, I appreciate that shit, yo.
Battling,
yeah.
Hey, I will record, DVR it, sell it, watch it over and over again. You once you get on the BET Awards, man, it's on. I'm gonna have a party just to watch you and that cipher, man.
I know that.
Going down.
Real, man, because you got skills, man. For real, you sound better than most. Most of the things is out there now. Not calling them things. I'm sorry, y'all, but you know most of the mainstream artists is out there. You got better 16 balls than them. Like real talk.
Yeah. Damn, y'all appreciate that, man. I hope they can see that, man. Show.
That's some real talk, man. Like a lot of people talking about bending it over and backing that booty up and spraying that poo poo waddle. You know what I'm saying? But you speak about life. You feel me? Like, bend it over, girl, back the poo-poo up, lay it down. You know what I'm saying? Like, you speak about life, yeah, like victory. Yeah, like, you speak about stuff people need to hear, man. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Appreciate that, man.
We need a new voice of hip-hop.
Y'all about to make me cry over here, son.
Oh, go ahead, cry, man. Cry, man. Don't be... You can cry with us, man. We not gonna tell nobody. All of you gonna lie, not gonna tell nobody. You won't tell nobody, babe. Cry. Now we supposed to. You know? Right now, you feel like crying. Ain't no wrong with crying, man. Sure. But, you know, I guess we're gonna take, ooh, Lord. I'll take that last caller for you, right quick. So they've been waiting here patiently. so we can go to area code 44732. Make it quick, baby, because Jimmy Montana got to shoot that video. 44732. All right, they're not talking. I guess we'll take the one below them. And 864-569, make it quick, baby. Jimmy Montana got to make that video. Hello, 864?
864-569?
All right.
Well, they're getting a little
bashful. I know, man. We tried, man. I tried to, you know, let them talk, but I think they're getting a little shy right now, so we're not going to beat them up today. We promise we're not going to beat them up. But we definitely want to thank you for coming on the She's On Radio. I know you got to get out and do your video, but we don't want you late for that, baby.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate y'all, man, and we're going to do this again in the near future. Man, I really, really enjoyed myself on this. You were right. You know what I'm saying? I laughed like a motherfucker, yo. So
told you.
I really enjoyed myself, man.
Told you. Told you, man. We know a lot of people like to dig into personal life and different things like that, but we didn't bring you on here to criticize you. We brought you on here to lift you up. You feel what I'm saying? We brought you on here to take a moment and give you a little vacation. You feel what I'm saying? So,
I fucking love y'all, yo.
We love you too, man.
Word, man.
For real, man. And you go out there and you show the world what you made of, man. Like, put your all in them videos. Put your all in that BET, man, because, man, prayers gonna work. I'm gonna be definitely sending prayers up for you, man. You gonna get them votes down. You gonna get them votes in for you.
Yeah,
definitely gonna do that.
Oh, man, appreciate that shit. I'm gonna go to sleep with a sore face tonight, man. I was blushing so much, man. Smell me, so I want to thank y'all for giving me this opportunity, man.
We thank you for giving us the opportunity. You know what I'm saying?
Right?
You know what I'm saying? We over here, we're a little nervous too. You know? But it all worked out. You know, you're definitely a humble person. And, you know, it made me feel comfortable. I felt like I was right at home, you know?
That's what's up, man. Y'all did the same for me, man. I appreciate that. I needed that, though. Because I be sweating bullets, yo.
Hey, I sweat over here, baby. Just pour, take your shoes off, man. Relax and grab your beer. We're going to have a good time. All the time, come through when she's on, we're going to have a good time, man.
Hey, I see that, man. We're going to do this again, y'all. Thank y'all. Thank all the listeners. I love all of my supporters. If you follow me on Twitter, I fucking love you. If you subscribe to me on YouTube, I love you. If you're on my Facebook, I love you. Instagram, I love you. Anybody that supports Jimmy Montana, I fucking love you, and you're fucking awesome. You smell
me. I know
that's right. And shout out to G Zone Radio for having a G. You know what I mean?
Shout out to Jimmy Montana for coming on here, bringing a G to G Zone Radio.
No doubt, man. Anytime, man.
All right, bro. I know you got to go ahead and do what you got to do, man. So. We hate to see you leave, you know.
What?
You know, we hate to see you leave. You got us over here.
Oh, no.
You are silly, yo.
We're going to be all right. It's going to be okay.
Yeah, all right,
man.
Y'all. Thank
you,
y'all, man, once again, man.
We're going to do this again, all right?
All right, no doubt, man.
All right, man. Good luck on that video.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, too.
All right, G.
Teddy, man, that was an awesome experience, man. I really did have a good time talking to Jimmy Montana, man.
Yo, me too, man. Very, very humble, dedicated person. And like I say, she got my support. I love her music. New fan right here.
She gonna get in that cipher, man. She gonna get. I know she gonna get in it.
Hell yeah.
She going to.
Man, you know she gonna get it, man. You know she gonna get it.
And we didn't have to get the belt tonight. That's what's up.
We ain't to beat it tonight. You know, we normally got a beat. We normally got a beat. And I guess because they're being bad. You know what I'm saying? We ain't to beat it in my time tonight.
For being shy and such.
I know, man. I know. But see, tonight's topic, like, you're going to go ahead and get into tonight's topic, you know. The ladies want to talk about some crazy stuff tonight. So, you know, of course, I'm going to go ahead and get the ladies what they want. You already know that, bro. You know, I'm going to give them what they want, even if it's some crazy stuff. Y'all is off the chain. Y'all freaky as hell. But we ain't even going to go there.
Nope. I'm gonna get, bro. I'm getting the belt. I got my belt with me now.
Get the belt, man. Get the belt.
I got the belt. And
get the Crisco, bro. Get the Crisco.
What the hell?
Warm it up in the microwave.
Hold on. I don't mean to cut you off, bro. But what the hell we gonna do with Crisco and a belt?
Man, you gonna warm that up and put it on that booty, and you gonna beat the hell out of them. Know what you gonna do? You better go grandma old school on them, boy.
Oh, well, I learned something new at the Crisco. Got you.
Yes, man. That's what grandma used to beat the hell out of me with, man. I'm trying to tell you, that's gonna work, man. Beat the babies with it. I'm sorry, y'all. We don't want the FBI listening in trying to say no crazy stuff. We don't use Crisco FBI. We use Kool-Aid.
No, we happy now. No, we don't use Kool-Aid to beat the kids, bro. That's the special juice. No.
Exactly, man. Exactly. But you know how I do. One of the topics we are gonna 11 o'clock, so we're going to go to the topic. We're going to talk about threesomes tonight.
Oh, wow.
We're going to discuss, what is wrong with dating someone older or younger than you? And they're asking me, I guess me and you, Teddy, would we date someone older or younger than us?
Oh, okay. I can answer that one.
Another one is, does your relationship have enough communication? I guess they're stating, communication with the relationship. So I guess I want to go into the communication and the relationships. Teddy, so how do you feel about communication when it comes down to being a committed relationship?
Communication is key in a relationship, any kind of relationship, whether it's, starting off or a long-term relationship, if you don't have the communication, the relationship won't survive. It won't have no meaning. Because y'all, there's two people there and not talking or communicating, it has no point.
Right. So, when you get into a situation, when you are in a relationship with somebody, could you deal with somebody who didn't communicate with you?
Honestly, I couldn't. If we couldn't sit here, and have a conversation, or if we had a problem, we couldn't communicate, there's no point because we're wasting each other's time.
Right.
Life is too short. Like I say, if you don't have communication, the relationship really and truly don't exist.
Right.
So, I mean, how do you feel about that, bro?
I mean, me personally, communication is everything. Sometimes we are for sure, we are human. Sometimes we just don't feel like talking. That's just human,
Right.
Sometimes we don't feel like talking. We get mad. We go in our room, and that's okay. I feel that if you do an altercation with your woman or, you're going through things, it's okay to go in the other room. It's okay to take a ride. It's okay to take a walk and go cool down before you come at her with the raw. You don't want to come at her with the raw. It's okay to take time and cool off and all that. But also know that if you do not want to communicate with your woman, why are you wasting her time?
Right.
Why are you wasting her time, and why are you wasting hers? And why are you wasting yours, excuse me?
Right.
I feel that it's never going to work if there's no type of communication,
Mm-hmm.
So that's just how I felt about the situation. And I guess I want to ask you another question. As far as the dating younger or older women, how do you feel about that?
I mean, to me, age is nothing but a number. I've dated older women but I never dated nobody, no one younger than me. And that's not by personal choice. But it really doesn't matter. I mean, you could be 50 and still act like you, you know, 21, or you could be 21 and act like you're grown, like you're, you know, in your 30s. To me, age don't mean nothing. It's just a number, so it really don't matter.
So would you do a younger or older woman, like, if it came to your face, like, would you do that?
I would date somebody younger than me. I have no problem with that. They just got to have goals, mind right, doing something for themselves, you know, just independent, how to be headstrong, you know.
Okay. Liking that. I'm liking that. You know, when it comes down to me, I love women. That's just totally pure. Did I say I love women again? I love women. Yeah, I love women.
I love women too.
I just love women. You know what I'm saying? I have dated both old and versus new. I did both. I dated a woman that was nearly 10 years older than me, and she acted like she was 10 years younger than me. You know, and now I'm dating a woman now that is about 6, 7 years younger than me, and I would say that she has more maturity and more off than the woman that I was dating that was 10 years. You know, you get what I'm saying? Like, she brings more to the table. She brings more energy, she brings more everything to me, you know, and I would definitely have to say that she's definitely the best woman that I've ever dated in my life, and she's younger than me, and I always thought, like, damn, man, I don't want to deal with that immature shit, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't want to deal with that drama, you know what I'm saying? Because you normally, when you go in the club, who the one starting the drama? The little young ones, right? So you like,
but hold on,
I ain't got time for that shit.
I mean, it's huh? So it's either or when you go into the club stuff. It's either or. You got the young ones and the old ones that don't know how to act.
But I'm talking about both 75%. Be real.
Yeah.
It's normally little young junks. You know what I'm saying? Or then when you get in a relationship with the little young girls, you know, they still get that little mentality where they still acting like they're young. You know, and it's okay
right. Because
they are young. But I've been there and I've done that. That's how I was with my man. I was like, man, I ain't dating this girl, man. She young as I don't know what, man. What can she bring to me? You know what I'm saying? And she fooled the hell out of me. I've been with her almost 2 years now. We fighting, arguing, baby. That's when communication come in. But guess what? We still here, baby. We are strong. And I commend anybody that dates that someone that's older or younger. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you go for people, stop going for looks and stop going for the minor things in life and go for people's heart. It doesn't matter how old they are. You know what I'm saying? They can bring something to the table, you know, something positive to the table, then it's worth the go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's nowhere in the Bible where it says you can't date somebody older than you. Or you can't date someone younger than you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just feel like if they bringing something to the table, they bringing some shoes. Hey, it is what it is, baby. I don't judge nobody. You feel me? I used to when I was young, but
right.
I don't judge nobody. I ain't judging, man. I'm not judging nobody. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with you.
You know, bro. We done been through some crazy people.
You know. Lord, bro. Lord knows, my ex 6 years older than me. I'm like, really? You acting like you're my kid's age. Come on now. I don't need 3 kids. You know what I mean?
Right. Man,
crazy.
I know that's right. Shit, I ain't got time for all that. Now, like I said, I've dated the older ones, too, man. I've dated the one that was older than me. I'm like, sure, man, she can... I know she can cook. You know what I'm saying? Sure.
And can't cook a TV dinner.
How the hell you burn hot dogs? You know what I'm saying? How the hell you burn a boiled hot dog? You know what I'm saying?
You just say she burnt a boiled hot dog.
Yes, man. My old girlfriend, We ain't putting no years in school. We ain't got time for that. But, like this motherfucker, she burned a bull hot dog and cussed me out because the damn hot dog burnt. I know, what the hell I had to do with that burnt hot dog? You know what I'm saying?
That's what I was about to ask. One, what you got to do with it? You won't boil in the hot dog. She was. And two, how the hell you burn a boiled hot dog?
Yes. That's what I'm talking about, man. These boiled hot dogs, man. All I got to say is, ladies, don't judge a book by its cover just because she's younger than you or older than you. Does not mean anything because I bet that she could do something for you ain't never did before, babe. But the young girl I'm with now, I ain't never, you know what I'm saying? I ain't never been in positions like that. What the older ones that I am with the younger ones. You get them?
Watch out, bro.
Yeah, teaching you things, dude. Teaching you.
Lord.
Get me preaching over here. I'm sorry, y'all. I mean, take out.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. I had to take you out of church, man, but I had to do it. I had to be real. I had to be 100 with you. You know, bro, and everybody keep hitting me up on Facebook and Twitter. They want to talk about these threesomes. See, they some nasty-ass women.
Oh, God.
They some nasty-ass women, but you know we love it.
Yeah.
We love it. We love it. We love the fact that what we are about to talk about right now. So, Teddy.
Yes, sir.
What's your input on threesomes, man? Well, tell me a little something. How you feel about that?
I'm going to try to make it brief. Back in the day when I was younger, I did a couple. But now as I get older, and if I'm in a relationship with someone, I'm not going to share my – I can't do that. No, I can't. Mm-mm, no. They can't have my cookie. No, pineapples. No. It's just too much. A lot of stuff will go into it, and people might catch feelings, and stuff might happen, so – Nah, threesomes
is
out the question.
Damn, I was about to ask you, would you ever have one? But there, you know, answer the question. Lord.
I had a couple when I was younger. I ain't gonna lie. It was fun. You know what I mean? I was single, like I am now, for the moment. But that's when I was younger. I'm damn near 30. I ain't got time for that. So, I mean, I'm not knocking nobody who do. But me personally, I wouldn't do that. That's just my opinion.
You are nasty, Mac Teddy Bear.
I am sweet and innocent, bro. You know it.
You are nasty. This is nasty
innocent.
For no reason. I'm getting that belt and my clutch up for you guys at the show. You hear me?
I'm sorry.
But you already know. When it comes down to
how
the reasons, when it comes down to the threesome, Casey have been there and done that. I have even done. Please, ladies, do not judge me. It is what it is. This is when I was younger. I have even done 4 and 5 and 6. That's just me. I used to be a friend. Yes.
You talking about me being a freak, but you more freaky than I am.
Man, I am freaky as shit.
Hey, I salute you.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to sit up here and not going to judge anybody who gets down and gets dirty. But done that. I've been there. I've done that. There have been some feelings. There have been some breakups. You know. Yeah. It is what it is. But what I do it now, I honestly don't think so. Because, like I said, I'm at the age now where I'm comfortable. I'm 22 years old, y'all. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Goodbye.
Yes, honey. look, high five for you. High five. What a high five.
We're not going to tell that age. I'll be 22 on shooting on radio, okay? Mm-hmm. Goodbye.
If you're 22, I'm 19.
Yeah, you're 19, baby. No, you 18. You are 18,
okay? I'm 18. I'm 18, yay. I'm legal, baby.
I know that.
Y'all will not go to jail for messing with Kenny.
I know that, right? Stop playing, man.
God.
I'm trying to get it out, man. I can't even get it out because you over here got me tripping and stuff, babe.
Okay, get it out, bro. Get it out. We got to be serious now. Come on.
All right. We're going to go back to being serious. All right.
You can do that.
But, you know, I mean, I've been down with the threesome, baby. Threesomes are wonderful. They're very adventurous. Oh, it feels good to be in the bed with two fams. That feels awesome.
especially yes. when they are bad, you know. It's just, you know what I'm saying? I think it's a thrilling adventure and woo-hoo and whoo.
I don't want to get slapped out of the boo-boo, okay?
But, yes. But, look, all I'm going to say is, yay, back then and nay there, because, I mean, I'm actually happy with who I'm with. And I don't want to share her, and I don't want for her to share me, and it winds up to be where the girl wants me or the girl wants her. And then we'd be all grand. And then we got to bring in excommunication, and we don't need to be bringing in. You know what I'm saying? I'm too fat for this, okay? You're not fat. Look, don't make me get the belt. You my twin. We not fat.
Look, we not fat. We twins. We big, beautiful, and loving it. Get it right.
Man, we look like Eminem twins, bro.
Oh, my God. We the Eminem twins. Yep, that's the new name, baby.
We look like that new light brown skin one.
Yes, that light brown, that almondy one. Yes. They is tripping. I bet you they tripping off us right now.
I mean, that's what it is. You know, we laugh.
We laugh earlier with Jimmy, man.
Yeah. You want people to come on here and laugh, even if you call and press the number one, just get to laugh about dumb stuff. Just laugh, Lord.
Because if y'all don't laugh, if, I don't mean to cut you off, but if y'all don't laugh, ladies, we will get the Crisco and the belt.
Yes, get the belt and the Crisco Kool-Aid, and we're going to light you on fire. It is what it is.
And drink Kool-Aid, too. Yes.
Red
Kool-Aid.
No, I like blue. I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. We're going to mix them together.
All right, that's cool. We get purple.
Yeah,
man. All right, that's what's up. We're going to go to the first call to tell them and see what they feel about communication, threesomes, and communication, threesomes, and dating the younger versus the older. Talk to us. 919-989.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's
I thought
the
I had
winners.
To press one again.
Yeah.
Hey, you fucking winners.
All right,
I thought I had to press one again. I didn't. That's nice. I like that. You just stay in the queue.
Right now.
Okay. Communication is key. Because if the person really likes you, you can pretty much tell them anything within reason, and they're still going to like you. Yeah, so communication is key. Don't be afraid of turning them off, because if they turned on little shit like, you know, I don't replace the toilet paper roll. It's not going to matter. Threesomes. Three femmes. That's cool. Two studs and a femme. That's complicated. A femme, a stud, and a stem. Priceless. Okay? Know this. Fucking priceless.
Yeah.
It's the perfect combo. You got everything you need. You got everything you need. You got one bitch that could touch on both bitches. Then you got one bitch that could touch on both bitches. And then you got one woman who could touch on both women. Excuse me. Because the stem could do what she wants. The femme could do what she wants. The stud could do what she wants. Or, it depending on, you know, I'm a little too old for this new shit that's going on. But, hey, stuff is stud, you know, whatever. I like to watch. I'd watch. I watch all day. Y'all want to kiss each other? All right.
Go ahead.
Hell yeah, you go ahead. I'll switch fitted. I don't give a fuck. Do it. Do what you want. Like, I personally, God, everyone's going to know now, but I personally find two studs to turn on, so I don't know.
Uh-oh.
I don't know what to say. So it was communication, threesomes, and what else?
The younger versus the older, with, you know.
Oh my God! You better fucking you hit the nail on the hammer with that one. I was trying to talk to a younger girl, and everything she say seemed like lame. I don't know what it is. It's like everything she say seemed wrong. And then plus, you know, I've wanted to fuck one of my followers really, really bad. And I still do. But every time I get ready to come at her with some nasty shit, somebody come at me with some nasty shit and it irk me, and I don't want to do the same thing to her. But we still have Twitter stations. I'm slowly breaking the ice. But as far as younger, nah. Like, you got to be at least... You got to be at least 25, at least. Because if you 25 and under, depending on what kind of 25-year-old, all you doing is laughing out loud and what's your favorite music? And it just seemed mundane almost. Like, here you go again, you know. I haven't seen Drake's new video. I haven't seen it. I don't know what he's doing right now. Like, no, I don't know what Nicki Minaj is doing. I don't. What do you mean?
I know that's right.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? You know what, Pam Claire? You know, I know I'm agree with you on things, but you know what? I do agree to something because I have been with women that, yeah, because I've dated young women, you know what I'm saying? They was real immature, just stupid as hell. You know, I didn't mean to say that, ladies. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. But,
I got the belt off.
The woman I'm dating now, she's younger than me, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's under 25, you know what I'm saying? But she got her head together, she's in school, got a job, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's about her grind, you know, and she's a very humble person.
I think it deals you, Casey, but I'm 26, and I'm all that shit, but they're rare and far between. That's why you get ready to wipe her up, because you knew how rare she was. You was like, wiping that bitch.
I don't need to get this from a 40-year-old. You know what I'm saying? So, it was like,
you
gotta see what they gotta do about this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, you can find that one, but the girl I tried to talk to was only 23. That's it. She was only a little bit younger than me, and I tried to get at her and downhill. At first, she seemed so perfect because we are so much alike, like, as far as where we stay and what we like to do with family values and music and what we look for physically in each other. We look for each other physically in each other. We'd be perfect if she wasn't a fucking stash. We'd be perfect. And if I didn't want to fuck one of my followers so bad, I think I might be able to keep a clear head because, shit, she just tweeted me now. Oh, yeah, I see her. I'm like, all right. Ooh, Jesus, just talk. Oh. Yeah, I can't concentrate on one bitch if I want to fuck another one because it's hard. So, yes, I'm not knocking the young girls. I'm not knocking the young girls at all. I'm just saying, you know, come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man.
Come on.
You can do better than that, man. Are you watching SpongeBob? What's up with that? What's that? What's that about? You like it? You like SpongeBob? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I like SpongeBob. I don't know about SpongeBob. I don't know about that. High five on tonight's show. I just want to put that out there. You could tell that y'all had a fucking winner on deck because everybody was scared of the winner-ness.
Yes, she was a very awesome person, man.
Yes, I was scared of the winner-ness. I had to get some smoke in my system. I mean, a lot of smoke, Casey. I had to puff it down to call. I was on blunt 4 when you clicked me in.
Oh, wow.
I was like, I can do this. Jimmy fucking Montana. Now, that shit, that's a threesome. Me and 2 Jimmy Montanas, I do that shit all day. Or 2 me's and 1 Jimmy Montana, I do that shit too.
I'm afraid
for 2 Jimmy Montanas and everything because it's going to go down.
Yes, 1 Pimp Class, 2 Jimmy Montanas.
Right, put that on YouTube.
Man, 1,000 hits. And 1,000 hits. They're going to be like, them bitches went in. You know they sore.
Them two,
yes,
two
we
Jimmy
sore.
Montanas
we...
and a Pimp Class.
I know. We're going to have the after effects, and we all going to be bruised up and shit. It's going to be teeth in the bed, because it would go down. It would be the neighbors know my name, still scratching me up shit.
Oh, shit.
You already know. I can't. I mean, I'm pimp class, you know what I'm saying? You know, I got to do something well.
Yeah, you got to do it well.
Anything worth doing is doing well. If a bitch lay down in front of you, it's your obligation. You already know.
Yep, it's going down.
Yeah. If they like you, they might let you fuck twice. But if you fuck up once, you're pretty much done after that.
Ooh.
So you better do your thing. She gave you some pussy. You got to do what you got to do.
You got to put it down. You got to show up.
I mean, it is what it is.
Right.
I should tell her right now. I ain't going to tell her. I ain't going to tell her. Teddy, guess what?
What?
Somebody just tweeted me, and they were like, I don't think Teddy likes you. Tell them they some fucking non-winners.
What? I like pimp class.
Yeah. His face.
Come on now.
85 edition in your face.
Right.
Teddy's just quiet. Shit. I'm just loud. She just quiet. That's how they go.
Because I'm a teddy bear, damn it.
That's right. They sit there,
I'm
they stop and hug them. Who's
I'm
a winner? Fucking build a bear at the winter workshop right in this motherfucker.
Damn right. What'd you say? Damn right. Build a bear workshop on the ass.
Yes.
You said to build a bear workshop. Yeah.
Oh my God. Jimmy Montana just said, pimp class, someone I'll never forget. Thank you for everything you said. It's safe to say you hit my chest. Oh.
Aww. Group hug.
Group hug, because we're some fucking winners. You don't even know. Oh my God.
Okay.
That shit just happened to me in real life. What?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, shit. Shit.
She's on
changing lives in this bitch.
All day.
That's it. She's on. We changing lives in this bitch. Boom. That's the motto.
You got to put it on Twitter. I'll retweet
yep,
it all
she's,
day.
I'm doing it right now. What? She's on. We changing lives in this bitch. She's on. We changing lives in this bitch. At winner.com, yes.
Yes.
Changing lives. Yes, yeah, so that was a life changer. That was a moment for life. I wish you could have saw the fucking tweet. As a matter of fact, I should retweet the shit. What the hell am I doing? You're changing lives in this bitch. T-C-H.
Yeah. But Pimp Class, we want to thank you for coming on. She's on. Do not go anywhere. We got a lot of people who know you. We got a whole bunch of people, right?
All right, I'll be right here. I'm telling
you,
ride or die, nigga. She's on all day.
All day, baby. Don't go nowhere, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Eric, call 864-569-FOTO. 864-569-FOTO. All right. There you go, 254-624. Talk to us.
Hey, y'all. This is Tierra.
Hey.
What's going on?
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
All right, that's what I'm talking about.
Happy Hanukkah.
Yeah.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Matter of fact, happy fathers, mothers, and all the mother holidays in between.
Well, Feliz Navidad.
Hey, that's
yeah, before we start talking about this stuff, I got a funny story.
Okay.
Well, it's funny to me. You remember how I told you about my ex or whatever with the Jordans and me being stupid and blah, blah, blah?
Mm-hmm.
I ordered a pizza today, and guess who delivered the pizza?
Oh, wow.
No. My ex is... new girlfriend.
Sure.
It was so funny.
Sure.
It was so, I wanted to die laughing because she was like, hello. I knew her face. I don't know if she knew my face. And I saw her and she looked down like to get my order and stuff. And I was just laughing. Like, I was smiling and laughing in my head. I don't know why. I got a joy out of that. And then she was telling my nephew he's cute.
Oh,
Oh, you wanted to laugh in her face, but you didn't.
And then she looked down, and I was just like, ha! In my head. Okay, I'm sorry. I had to tell somebody, yeah, because my friends, they're busy, so I can't tell them. So I had to tell somebody.
Oh, I'm glad you told us.
Right? Okay. Oh, gosh, it was so funny, man. Okay. Anywho, yeah, some of these topics, man.
So how do you feel about it? How do you feel about threesomes?
I don't know how to feel about it. I've never had one. I've never experienced one. I never really thought about having one.
Why?
So.
I'm a joke. Don't beat me, Teddy. Don't beat me.
I don't know, man. It just hasn't ran through my mind.
I'm gonna need you to broaden your horizon. Don't be me a Teddy.
What would you say? I'll do that.
I'm gonna need you to broaden your horizons, girl. I'm joking.
I
don't want Teddy to beat me because she like to get the belt from me. So.
I'm gonna get
the
belt. Going down.
Oh, man. What's the next one?
What's your view on communication and relationships?
I mean, you got to have communication so you don't have a relationship. I mean, you can't just be, like, I don't know, see your significant other every day. Hey, babe, love you. Bye. And that's it. And then when you get home, it's like, oh, how was work? Okay. Talk to you later. I mean, you got to talk about things.
All right, so how do you feel about dating women that are younger versus older than you? What is your input on that?
Well, I mean, I am young. If I date any younger than me, then I'll probably go to jail or something. So I usually date people older than me, like older, like 10 years older. And, like, I don't know, they seem to think I'm dumb. Like, I don't know things. Like, they seem to think they can do little shit and I won't know. Like, what's up? Mm-hmm. Like, with the girl in the Jordans, I guess she thought I was dumb and thought that everyone bought their friends Jordans and stuff. So, yeah. But I'm not. I mean, I tend to think I'm pretty mature for my age. I mean, I'm doing things. Got my head right. But, I mean, I guess because of my age, the older people that I go for, they just think that I'm dumb and young and I don't know nothing and that they can just do little sneaky shit and get away with shit and I won't know. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
Yeah.
I definitely feel you. I understand you. You know, people take one experience and put it on the next person. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Right. I feel you because I used to date younger women than me. But then I got out, the girl I'm dating now. She showed me a different side. You know, so now I'm like, okay, well, I can't put every woman that's younger than me in a box.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I feel everything you're saying. And it don't matter who you're dating, age or whatever, you gotta know your worth. You gotta know what you're about, how much you're worth. You know what I'm saying? Some people will think you're stupid. No matter how old they are, people think everybody's stupid. You know what I'm saying? So, just keep doing what you're doing, sweetheart. And, yeah. Keep doing what you're doing.
I will. Man, I love Tim Glass. I mean, what's her name? Tim Glass? I love her, man.
Yeah, so her energy is so off the chain, right?
Every time she calls, she's like, oh my gosh, I know this is her. I remember her area code and everything. And then, what's her name? Toya, I love her too, man. She's so. What's the word?
Great.
She's great. I can't think of a word.
Mm-hmm. She's awesome.
She is.
And you're awesome, too.
I know. I am awesome. I'm awesome.
All right, that's what we want to hear. You're awesome, too.
And y'all are awesome.
No, you're off of it. Uh-oh. You're off
no,
of
no,
it. Is that even a word?
Yes, it's a word tonight.
Yeah, awesomeness.
What? Awesomeness, you're awesome.
Yes, that is hot. Awesomeness. Woot, woot.
Oh, Lord.
Y'all
are nice. I thought I wanted to talk to y'all for the rest of the week.
Why? You're not going to come talk to me tomorrow?
I told you I got I work. When I go to work, I usually get off, like, almost 10 of my time over here. And then whenever I get to call in, like, I don't know. Like, I never get in. I call, and I press 1, but I never get to talk. But I listen.
Well, it all depends on who's here. You know what I'm saying? Because some nights we have people have more fans than you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Some people have big fans, some people have little fans, some people have lots of fans. So it just every night it varies. You know, I will since you are working, you know, just call in and we'll get in. We'll get you in, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We'll get you in. We'll try our best to get you in, okay?
All right, y'all. Have a good rest of the show.
Awesome.
Right,
and we will, we are. All right, bye.
Thank you. All right, area code
869-90, talk to us.
Okay.
What's going on?
Hey, bros.
What's going on?
Listen, okay. First, I have a question. She fucking burned boiled hot dogs for real. Okay. All right. Threesomes, never had one. I'm hanging my head in shame.
Oh.
I've never experienced it. I'm sorry. I've never had a one night stand. So I've always been that type of lover that is dedicated to one and sticks with one. So I don't know what it's like to sleep with multiples. Let me see. And as far as communication is probably, besides trust, one of the most important factors in a relationship. Because and that's any relationship with family, friends, loved ones, lover. You know, it just goes down the line. And how I practice communication is with my family first and friends. And I bring that into my relationship. And my relationship I just handle with softer, more kid gloves. And as far as younger versus older, thank you, Casey. I have had the opportunity to date women my age as well as older, sometimes 10 years older than myself, and then anywhere between 15 and 20 years younger than I am. I don't see where there's a problem unless like we run out of things that we have in common and then we just make our own things that we have in common for the younger. I've been the younger woman in relationships, and it all depends on what I have to offer in the relationship and how understanding I am of the other person and the other person's needs, because that's what it all boils down to in a relationship is, am I fulfilling my partner's needs, not her wants, but her needs, her emotional needs, her spiritual needs, her emotional needs. And, like, I can act the youngest, or I can be very mature and stand my ground and be the mature woman that I am. But I can also break it down and, you know, not stoop down to because I'm no higher or nor lower than anybody else. So, like, I can, like, become your equal, whether you're younger, the same age, or older. You know, it's all in how my mentality is at the time and what and who I'm dealing with. So I love younger women. I got to tell you, I am a cougar. I am a cougar. I like younger women. I like younger women with their heads on.
Right.
That have their heads on straight, but that have goals and aspirations. And, like, that's one of the things that I do is I communicate with a person post to see where their head is at and to see how they respond to me.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that's just my take on it. Yeah. Yeah. And, I mean, I make myself available and I'm not pushy. I just make myself known. You know, I say good morning, good afternoon, how's your day, good night, you know, I hope you have a peaceful sleep, blah, 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 you know. But I don't do that with everybody. Most people get just straight conversation, not that, you know, all that mushy, you know, sweet stuff. Because I have a sweetheart, oh my goodness gracious. All right. Hi? Hello?
I'm here. We're here with you.
But nobody's saying anything. Like, you guys have so much to say to everybody else. Like, why aren't you talking to me?
Damn it.
Because.
Oh, no,
no.
Talk.
It's like, yo, don't get so smooth, man.
Don't get emotional, big bro. Don't do that.
I love your voice. I love your voice. I don't care. I love your voice. It's so smooth.
I know, right?
Thank you so much. Thank you. And this is how I am all the time. And I want to say what's up to Pimp what?
Pimp Player.
Pimp Player?
Class.
She, Pimp Class, you're a fucking winner. You really are a fucking winner.
Winner.
Well, she is a fucking winner. I didn't get a chance to speak to the artist that you had on. And as always, I say bless. I encourage you. I support you however I can. I've not heard her material, but I'm sure it's great from all of the fan base that she has, and I just encourage her to keep going and keep doing her thing and reach the highest heights. You know, I'm serious. Like, I don't know. I'm just, like, really all over the place tonight. I feel really good today.
I'm glad you're feeling good over there.
I'm
right.
Feeling
Somebody told me to tell you they love you, Susan. Somebody just told me on Twitter that they love you, and it's at ChristianNet616. Say, I love you, Susan, and they told me to tell you that.
Wait. Say that Twitter again.
At ChristianNet616.
At ChristianNet616?
Yes.
I don't know anybody.
Well, she loves you anyway.
She loves me. Hi, I love you too, boo.
Uh-oh. She loves you too.
I love you too, sweetheart. I love everybody, basically. I really do. I tell a lot of people I love them. Let me tell you something. I saw something, and I want to repeat it. I need to repeat it. And this, and I'll explain why I'm saying this. Never offer up. If a naked person comes up to you and offers you a shirt, be very suspect. And that goes the same with a person who does not love themselves. If they're telling you that they love you and they can't even love themselves, I would be very, very suspect of that. That's like if a naked person walks up to you and offers you a shirt. It makes sense. Motherfucker, you're naked. How are you going to offer me a shirt? Just like I can't love anybody else unless I love myself. So I love people. I genuinely love people. Like, I love all mankind. I'm just like one of them old hippie bitches, like, peace, love, and hair grease. Yeah, I'm
right now.
Wait until you meet me. I'm telling you, I love people. I do. I give hugs. I don't shake hands. I hug people. Like, that's, like, the most deepest connection that you can have with a person, is to hug them and love them. You know, tell them, hey, I love you today. I love you. You know what I mean? I love this show. I look forward to it. Like, my weekends are so boring that, like, when Monday comes, all day Monday, I'm hyped. I'm like, yes. What time is it? Okay, it's almost 10 o'clock. Okay. Time for me. Okay. And I stop everything. I don't take phone calls. I turn my TV volume down. I lay here in the dark with the candle on, fan blowing, and just chill throughout the whole show.
so that I can enjoy my family. Because I love this radio show. I love all of the comments. I love all of the suggestions. I love everything. I love it. You know, I'm just like full of love tonight. Like,
I'm getting emotional.
I am, and I feel so silly, but that's just how I am. I am like one of, I am a lovable, lovable, kind, gentle human being that just wants to be loved in return.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. I see you on that one.
Yeah, and I know Tyler's short. I'm going to cut myself off here. It's 11:45, time to get, like, a couple more calls in. But I just wanted to, you know, give my input. I like younger women, point blank, period, the end. Call me what you want. Call me a creative robber. As long as they are 25 and older, they are all right with moi. I will love you up. I will spoil you. I will give you the world as long as you give it back to me in return. And I just want to say, hey, ladies that are listening, how y'all doing tonight? I love y'all.
All right. Love you too.
All right. Now, I love you guys, and enjoy the show. I'm going to kick back and listen to the next caller.
All
later.
Right.
All right, now, I'll be talking to y'all. You already know it.
All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great night, you two.
You too.
All right,
we'll go to area code 340201. Talk to us.
Hello? Y'all would pick me when I'm in. Hold on 1 minute. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry, baby.
This is St. Thomas.
Huh?
Can you hear me?
A little bit.
Oh, hold on. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you a little better.
Okay. This is St. Thomas. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Hello.
Okay. We say good night up here. Okay.
Hello, we say good night. Good night.
Okay.
You?
St. Thomas.
Is that who?
St. Thomas.
Oh, St. Thomas. Hey.
Hi.
I'm going to come there one day.
Welcome back.
It is hot as hell, okay? And it's, okay. I don't know. You might like it. I don't.
I don't either, girl. I tolerate it. Feel like I was ready to pass out today for no reason. Oh, God.
And I tried to call earlier when y'all had Jamie Montana on, but I didn't get through. But it's okay. Anyway.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I mean, I know I don't want to talk about the callers, but anyway, it's okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so the threesome thing, okay. I've never had one, me personally. I would prefer not to, especially if the threesome is with someone that I'm in a relationship with, because if I'm in a relationship with them, that means there's feelings involved. And to have to sit there and watch them touch someone like they touch me, it doesn't sit well with me. So that's out of the question. And communication is very important. I lack communication, I'll be honest. But I feel like it is very important. And what was the other topic? Oh, dating someone older. I prefer, even though maturity does not come with age, I prefer someone older. Or at least my age, just because. And that's it, right? Those were the three topics.
Yes, ma'am. The age, the threesomes, and the communication.
Yeah.
So why? What's wrong with you on communication, girl? I'm gonna need to know. What's up with that?
You know what? My second girlfriend, you know, because I've been through a lot in my past, and I was able to open up to her about things I wouldn't open up to anybody, like, you know, things that I've kept and I've opened up to her about. And after me and her broke up, you know, it was tragic for me because I did take that step with her, so that caused me to kind of, you know, shut down a little bit. But I'm learning now that, you know, I can't do that to myself. I have to, you know, in order for me to be in a healthy relationship, I'm going to have to communicate with them and tell them my dislikes and my likes and what I've been through and, you know, when something is bothering me. So I'm getting better at it now. But after that breakup, it was hard, you know, to just open up to someone again, not knowing if they're going to walk out of my life tomorrow or next week. So that's really why I say I lack communication a little bit, but I am getting better because I'm not that type of person, you know? So.
Aww. I'm sorry that had to happen to you.
Okay.
Don't get better.
It happens.
Yeah, it's life. It, you know, you trust people and they just, you know, we're not even going to talk about that because we can, you know, people just off the chain, like. But you do
they
got some
are.
People, you do got some people that are aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
I think I told you before, they don't come to you, watch what I tell you.
Mm-hmm.
They don't come. I promise you that.
I'm waiting. I'm hopefully my next relationship is my last because I don't like meeting new people. Not like that, like the whole cycle of meeting their family and, you know, I don't like to repeat that over and over again. So hopefully the next is the last.
Yep, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. If not, I'm going to get the belt with the Crisco, and we're going to light them up.
Watch out there. I got your back.
You got my belt, man. You got the belt. I got the Crisco, man. I got the belt.
You in this belt. Oh, my goodness.
You're going to warm it up on that booty, girl. We're going to smack it.
Flip it and rub it down.
Yes. Oh, no. Yeah, that's what they're going to be saying. Be screaming, girl.
God, trap. I'm not on tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow, yes, we are. We're going to have the lesbian exotic dancer by the name of... Tomorrow? No, we don't have anybody tomorrow. I'm sorry. I got y'all excited, though, didn't I? Everybody over there excited. I don't know what. What? A dancer?
What?
Who? But tomorrow we are having an open discussion, which, you know, you all can submit your topic to me via Twitter or Facebook. And Wednesday we're going to have DC Baby. I don't know if anybody know about her, but she's an awesome lesbian entertainer from the DMZ area. She gets the woman like, whoop, whoop. So yeah, it's a dime entertainer. Yes, she'll be here that night. And Thursday, we're going to have Nastasia from the Bad Girls Club.
Oh, my goodness. I got a call from her.
Yes, yeah, she's very awesome. She's a very humble person, so. She's a very humble person, so.
Yeah, now. Thank you for taking me. And good night.
Good night to you, too, and. That woman coming for you, all right? If she don't come, we're going to beat her in her dreams, all right? We're going to beat her down. We're going to beat her down with the Crisco, girl.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, Leah.
Thank you.
Okay, have a good one. All right. Next caller in queue, area code 202621. Talk to us.
Hello. Hey, how are you?
Hey, y'all.
How are you?
Hey.
I'm fine. I just wanted to speak on the older relationship, whatever, older, younger stuff. I'm 20, so I pretty much prefer my females older because I like mature females, you know. Like, usually with a female around my age, it's more so drama, fighting, and now baby mama drama, you know. So that's what I like. Older females, you know, mature females. For me to be my age, I'm mature. And then on top of that, the communication, I mean, I got communication problems. Like, I'm quick to walk away. I don't ever want to talk. But, I mean, I don't know. Hello?
Hold on. You were so long. You know, I had to listen. You already know. I had to listen to that again. You know what I'm saying? You said you're quick to walk away.
Yeah.
Why? 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 Why are you so quick?
I don't know. I'm just quick to walk away. Like, I don't ever want to get mad. I don't want to be sad either. And then I don't want to be crying and all that other type stuff. So I just be like, man, forget it, and I walk away. I mean, it's not like I have never tried to, like, have a conversation, but sometimes these females just want to hear themselves talk. I don't want to hear it, so I walk away. I don't know.
But let me tell you something to that. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be just like you. Soon as a problem comes, fuck this. And we know this is an X-rated show, so y'all please don't get mad because I'm about to cuss. But fuck this shit. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got time for this shit. I'm too good for this shit. So I can find me somebody else. That's what you be saying, don't tell the truth.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I just like, man, forget all of that, man. And then it'd be like, for real, like somebody will come into your mess and it'd be the one that you know you really do love, you know, and they keep saying, baby, let's work it through. But you just like, man, look, get the hell out of my way. I'm going to find me a new boo. You're irreplaceable, like Beyonce said, replaceable. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you be saying like that, girl. But look, this KC right here, and I'm telling you that. Let me tell you something. If you really do love this person and you really do want to see yourself with them, sometimes you got to let that ego down and you got to listen to what they got to say. And you got to, like, you know what I'm saying? You got to, like, take the bitter with the sweet sometimes. You got to listen to them and you got to let them say, because they really trying to help. You feel me sometimes? They really trying to help. I can't stand myself either. I'm a Libra. We cannot stand. We think we right all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shut up, Teddy.
Love you, man. I'm disagreeing with you, bro.
We think we right all the time, baby. Like, I used to do that until I got with this girl right here, the girl I was now. Like, she like, boo, look, no. I told her to get the hell out. Everything. She'll tell you, I say, get the hell out. I can't take this shit no more. You know what I'm saying? I can find me somebody else. You know what I'm saying? She was like, you know what? No, I'm not going nowhere. We're going to sit here, and we are going to talk about it, and we're going to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, I ain't had no problem with it. It's just going to take that right one. That's right. It's going to be the right one that's going to say, look, we need to fix this. And you're going to love them so much, it's like, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes you got to start running, baby. Run, don't do nothing.
I don't necessarily want to run, but it's just something I'm accustomed to doing, you know. I really don't want to hear that. You just do not understand. I really don't want to hear that. Like, don't come to me talking to me about some side stuff. It's a way to talk to people. Maybe, you know what I'm saying, if you come to me, you talk to me, and you calm about the situation, I'm going to have a conversation with you, or at least try, but you come to me all hostile, I'm going to look at you like you dumb.
No.
You get what I'm saying?
Okay,
and I'm a femme. I'm a femme who don't like drama. So if you won't come to me, like, just come correct. If you ain't go, I don't know. I'm going to brush you off, like, just go ahead. I'm going to still wet that shit. No, I don't
cuss her. You gotta cuss her ass out. Like, look,
she not worth it.
She
not worth it. I'm not gonna waste my breath.
How you know she not worth it?
I don't know.
Yeah, we're gonna get the belt for her, Teddy. She need the belt.
yourself.
I don't know. I be trying to give people a chance. I be trying, but I don't know.
Don't
I just do not care.
Down.
That's bad, but
yes,
I don't.
I'm putting the belt out now. She needs to
get that.
She
got your belt out at all times.
Something wrong with that for real?
We're going to rub some Crisco on your booty, set you out in the heat tomorrow, and smack the hell out of the girl. You need a belt. You need an ass whoop.
Dang.
Oh, Lord.
And about the threesome thing, you know.
But I scared that all up.
I ain't never experienced that yet. But it's going to happen, you know.
I know, that's right. You better get in. don't you run away from it now. She don't look it right now. You better stay there.
What you
and mean? Make her learn. But she don't look it right. You can't run. But like, bitch, I ain't got time for this shit. You can handle all
this. You damn right. I'm going to sew wet her ass, too. You should know what you're doing if you don't know what you're doing to get out my bed. That's
girl,
it.
You better move her head to the place she need to be. You better, look, ain't no head, bad head, baby. Ain't no head, bad head, man. That's it. Look, if you know how to eat pussy, if you know how to get the pussy head right, it is never bad head. A pussy always can learn. So this is what you do. You take her head. You grab her like your damn butter rabbit.
I'm not trying to be her teacher.
When you about to nut and she not giving it to you the way she need to give it to you, you got to grab that head, baby, put it down there and suffocate the hell out of her ass. You hear me? Look, this is what you got to do. You got to learn today. You move her head around. She'll get the damn picture. She'll do it good the next time. Got there.
I don't want a teacher. She should have already learned, especially fucking with me. You should have already known what you was doing.
Girl, you better be a teacher. Let me the best one because I have to get them taught some shit. I done been through some bad head in my lifetime, you hear me? I'm trying to tell you, I done been through some bad head. But I done had to teach a couple of women. You know, it is what it is. Like, because something else was good about it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I had to teach her something. Ain't no bad head. I love sex, baby. I love it.
I do, too. Trust me, I do. That's why I feel as though I shouldn't be no teacher. You should already know what you do, you know?
How you know what you're doing?
Man, I always know what I'm doing. I never, ever.
So, that's because they scared you're going to run. They scared you
going to run. I ain't got to run. You could be totally blunt with me because I'm going to always be blunt with you.
I like her.
Well, I'm serious, though. I ain't trying to teach you. You should already know. I know what I'm doing. You get what I'm saying? I'm not teaching you. Do what you got to do.
I hear that. We want to thank you for coming on She's On Radio, and we still going to get the best for you next time we talk to you. So you might as well just shine your booty up for us or whatever.
Right.
That's crazy.
I'm about to take this last caller because we about to get up out of here.
Good night, y'all.
Good night,
girl.
I'm going to try. All right.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
I need my notes.
Uh-oh.
Oh, she has notes. No, I don't have any notes. I just have the topics. Oh. About the whole threesome, I'm down for it. I mean, I had a couple in my life. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, it's fun. Depends on who you with.
Can we say belt?
Huh? Why a belt?
We need to get the belt for you. You need your booty cushioned with the Crisco.
I don't know why. I don't know which one of y'all said. Y'all had four thumbs and five thumbs or something like that.
That won't be KC.
But, like, in a relationship, if I'm, like, with someone, I'm not going to have, like, a threesome or I'm not going to, like, huh?
I say, yeah, well, you sing, well, you do what you want to. You feel what I'm saying? That's just it is what it is.
Like, if my partner is like, well, I want to have a threesome, I'm going to be like, no. I mean, I'm not jealous, but I'm very, I'm not controlling, but I'm very, I guess, what's mine is mine. I don't want to share, so I think that it would really cause problems in the relationship. But when I'm out of the relationship, then, I mean, hey, it is what it is. And about the communication, I used to be, like, the worst communicator ever known to man. I was in this relationship with an older woman, and I lost her because I didn't open up. The lines of communication were very, very few, so she just left. And if I could turn back the hands of time, you know, I would do it all over again. I mean, that was my first love. So, and the older, younger, I don't have a problem with younger women. I'm 27, but I really come to the realization that a lot of younger females, they can be very manipulative. So at times they can get taken advantage of, and it's just easy to play with their mind. I mean, when I used to be 25 and I used to talk to a lot of females, and you know, I used to get away with a lot of stuff because, you know, it was easy to tell one girl another thing and another girl another thing, and then, you know, be like, oh, okay. So, but I don't discriminate. Age is nothing but a number. I mean, it's just only how you conduct yourself. I think I hit all the topics.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. And we heard that you are nasty. We're gonna get to
I'm
that.
Not nasty. I'm getting the belt. I'm not nasty. I'm a very essential person. I've always been a sensual person. Even when I talk to people, I'm very sensual, or, you know, touchy feely. I'm a big flirt. I really am. But hey, it is what it is.
I'm quiet over there. I'm learning.
A lot of people want to hit back on this threesome comment. Hey. But I wouldn't recommend it to anybody who is very sensual and who can get really attached to people, like, very easily. I would not recommend that, because you, in the process of doing that, you know, one person might feel left out if another person is giving attention, and, you know, and one person might get fall in love, and one person might be like, oh, it was just one night, you know, it was something cool to do. But I wouldn't recommend doing that. But, nope. I'm done.
Well, we definitely want to thank you for getting input and teaching us something on She's On Radio. Right? Enjoy.
No
problem. We definitely enjoyed you. I encourage you to talk to Ma, because we're going to finish this threesome conversation tomorrow.
All right.
It definitely is. It's that time, y'all.
All right. Y'all be safe and strap up twice.
You do. I like her.
I do too. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me.
What is your I think I am.
I don't know. What's your name on Twitter?
Miss Lola Vontees.
I think so too. Just mention me in a tweet, and I'll figure it out.
Okay.
I'm I'm old. No. I'm old. Ain't number 18 now. I'm old.
Is it KC?
No, it's KC right here. Yes,
I'm
Teddy.
Oh, okay, I'm confused now. What happened?
All right, this KC right here. I'm the one that said I'm gonna burn your booty up with the Crisco.
I'm Teddy. I'm the one with the belt. She the one with the Crisco.
Okay. All right, I will definitely follow you. All right, y'all have a great morning or good night. I don't know what time it is, where you at.
And you do too, sweetheart. We'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
All right, bye, y'all.
Ladies, it was definitely an awesome, awesome night tonight. Teddy, as always, I thank you for coming on She's On Radio and talking with me, man.
You know I got your back, bruh. You know you're going to get me with that Crisco.
I'm fucking mad. Because you know I'm going to get the belt special all the time, man. You know, well, I'm going to see you all the second. But I'm going to get the belt.
Yeah.
I'm going to get the belt to you. Two more weeks, man. You ready, man? Two more weeks.
Man, I'm ready. My birthday, then she pride, it's on and popping, baby.
Yes, it is popping. If you ladies have not gotten your tickets to She Pride 2012, you better get them. There are a nice amount left, but there are people that are coming in groups, and they're not coming in groups of five. They're coming in big groups. So, yeah, you better hurry up and get your tickets. www.shepride.pk. You'll get to come and see Pretty P, King Kales, Nympho, Beauty. Help me out, Teddy. Baltimore, Prince Dom, Poison.
Juicy, Diva.
Yeah.
All of them in one building, two nights, baby. Come on, let's get with it.
Yeah, so y'all, it's going to be 26 entertainers from the East Coast and the West Coast, so definitely y'all need to be in the building. www.shepride.tk is going down August 3rd to 5th. Yes, yes. And we love you, ladies. Yes. That's all I got to say for tonight. And we're going to leave you with Jimmy Montana, because Jimmy Montana is awesome. So if you haven't got a chance to listen to anything about our artist of tonight, then here she go. And you ladies have a nice night.
Don't think about it, be about it, don't be scared to take it to the head. Girl, you got it, I tell you that you might take it to the head.
He said, you for them bitches. My pal gang vicious. I lick his stomach, touch your back, and give your neck some kisses. Call me the money man. I grant all your wishes. Long as I don't catch you out here chilling with no other bitches. Cool young nigga. High hung nigga. Fresh to death shit. I might just die, young nigga. Ride around in my gang tight. We met and fuck on the same night. We the guards and alcohol. Had them all rocking the same mic. She bad as fuck. She know it. Ass fat. I'm trying to hold it. These niggas might run the streets. But baby girl, I own them. Got a condo that's way shame. Let's vacate it up. And when we get there, we can kiss the hood. We ain't even got
to
fuck
you. Take it to the head. Yeah, yeah. Don't think about it. Be about it. Don't be scared. Just take it to the head.
I'm on my grind, getting money, trying to stack my riches. I say fuck a nigga, I say fuck a bitch. I need paper, money, hungry, starving like a bitch. You wanna fuck with me, gotta taste like you waste. black car, shopping spree, send that shit my way. I got that bomb pussy, I got that wet shit, I got that shit.